6th District Congressman Andy Barr sees the proposed federal pilot program as a step to provide better care for military veterans who have suffered sexual assault while in service. The Republican representative detailed the Military Sexual Assault Victim Empowerment Act in Frankfort Friday. Deputy Commissioner of Kentucky Veterans Affairs Heather French Henry served on the task force charged with helping to create the legislation addressing military sexual trauma.
While we have known about MST for many, many years, it's now time to walk the walk instead of talk the talk and finally get a concrete plan in place together to move forward. We simply cannot wait any longer to provide the unique, individualized services that these heroes need.
The proposed legislation would allow military victims to receive medical services at non-VA facilities. It calls for establishing such pilot programs in 5 locations across the United States. Congressman Barr says the bill calls for one of those programs to be placed in Kentucky. He hopes that would be in Lexington. A victim of military sexual assault says federal VA medical facilities are often not the best environments to receive needed physical and mental treatment. Susan Mosley brought her concerns to 6th District Congressman Barr 4 years ago. She was among those with Barr in Frankfort as he unveiled details of the Military Safe Act. Mosley says she's not saying the VA is bad, but just not the appropriate setting for this type of care.
You're surrounded by people that can trigger you. That's my experience. I don't know about others, but for me, walking into the VA is very overwhelming for me because I'm around all of these men who many of them had high rank, so that in and of itself is a triggering event for me.
As to reducing sexual assaults in the military overall, Deputy Commissioner of Kentucky Veterans Affairs French Henry said offering more extensive services might encourage the Department of Defense to have a broader conversation on how it's protecting its troops. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.